It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
This was like kind of controversial. I don't know how to feel about this, but Shark Tank's Damon John tweeted that R. Kelly should kill himself, but said, wait till you get to prison. This is what he had to say.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
I guess Damon has three daughters himself and says the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries really struck a nerve with him. He couldn't help but react in such a strong manner. He says, based on what he saw on Lifetime, Kelly must have poured millions of dollars into covering his tracks for all these years. Damon also says this is the final straw for Kelly in his eyes, and he needs to atone one way or another. NBC's found the replacements for Megyn Kelly's slot on the Today Show after she was let go. NBC meteorologist Dylan Dreyer and Al Roker, as well as journalists Craig Melvin and Chanel Jones, will all co-host the 9 a.m. hour for the Today Show. Kelly's talk show was canceled in October following her controversial comments about wearing blackface. Love & Hip Hop star from Atlanta, Tommy Lee, has been indicted on multiple child abuse charges. According to the indictment filed by the state of Georgia, Tommy Lee went to her young daughter's middle school this past October and allegedly disrupted the class, slapped her daughter on the hands with her purse strap, slapped her across the face, dragged her down the hall by her hair, and threw her into a metal locker.
Dang.
She faces 7 charges in the indictment, and 3 of them are felonies. The rest are misdemeanors. If convicted on all 7, prosecutors say that she could be locked up for up to 54 years.
That's pretty much life.
And Lindsay Lohan says that she was not asked to be in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video, which of course spoofed Mean Girls and a bunch of other popular movies. I know, that's what I thought. She said she thought the video was awesome, but wasn't asked to be in it. She said, by the way, that it's crazy that Parent Trap, one of her first movies, is now 20 years old. And this is what she said to last night on TV when it comes to watching the Parent Trap.
Do you watch it if it comes on TV? Do you watch your things and go like, eh?
No.
No. Not really.
But I know, like, my family still loves it, and it's on, they'll watch it.
Would you ever do it? Because I know there's, like, there's reboots, and they do sequels to all these things. Would you ever do that again? Or?
I don't know if you could do the Parent Trap again.
Sure.
Like, what would they be doing now?
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour, why Post Malone has people really worried.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
So you watched, what, last night, The Bachelor?
Yes.
And it kind of got like a little awkward with what a girl tried to do.
There is a girl that faked something about herself to impress Colton the Bachelor. We're going to talk about that and last night in general. But what did you do to fake impress a guy that wasn't true about yourself? 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to talk to you next.